Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. Really excited to have Jason Smith on the line today. He's the owner of Spotlight Social Media Consulting. They're a LLC. They're a Facebook ad agency. I know a lot of people I listen to this podcast are business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and everybody's curious about Facebook. So don't worry, we're going to get to that, and Jason's going to tell us the secrets, right? Before we get into that, Jason, just welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. Excited to share some good stuff with you guys.
So I know that you're in an amazing space. Facebook ads, people are curious. The small business community is thriving, and some people are doing very well with that. Now, we're going to get into all of that, but before, you know, we talk about Facebook, let's just start with Jason. Who is Jason as an entrepreneur? How'd you get started?
Yeah, sure. So actually, it's kind of funny. My journey started, actually, I was hired on the Los Angeles Police Department in my early 20s and was a policeman, actually, in the roughest neighborhood in Los Angeles for almost 14 years. And, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. But, you know, when you're young, you're kind of looking for stability, you know, and I gravitated towards the police department. My dad's, you know, at the time was in the FBI and all that stuff. My brother was a fireman. So typical, you know, kind of, I guess, Southern California suburb. You go for, you know, the job that's secure, right? And, so ended up going through the process, got hired onto the LA police department. And, after about 10 years, when you mature a little bit, I noticed that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on around you in the world that look pretty cool, you know, and that's kind of when I started my entrepreneurial journey and kind of studying on this stuff. And just stumbled across the opportunity that I have now. But yeah, I just really got tired of the day in and day out working 12-hour shifts, never being home, never being able to spend time with my kids. You know, I knew there had to be something out there better. I mean, you know, working in the roughest neighborhoods in Los Angeles, I mean, you're inundated all night long. Sometimes I wouldn't even come home for a couple days, you know, at the station, overtime, court, and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's taking a toll on my marriage and, you know, all that good stuff. And again, I never saw my kids, and it was, you know, it's tough on you. And, being involved in stressful situations, I was, involved in several stressful situations, a couple shootings and a few things. And, you kind of just get to the point where you're like, man, there's got to be something better out there where I can spend more time with my family. And, you know, so I did that for almost 14 years, and just woke up one day and found an opportunity and said, you know what, I'm pulling the plug, walked into the station and put in my resignation. And actually, it's funny, my WAC commander at the time was like, this is a joke, right? Like, you're kidding me. Because, you know, I was a pretty good cop, and I did enjoy what I was doing, but it just, you know, there's another part of it that takes a real toll on your personal life and things going on around you, and you become pretty cynical. So that was kind of my journey before I started my agency.
Wow. I really appreciate you sharing that. And you know what's a super interesting theme you bring up, and I don't know if you knew you brought it up, but and I've heard this, I don't know who it was. It may be Jim Rohn. It could have been, I don't know which one of those guys said it, but one of those guys said something. They have a whole talk around about, you know, a lot of people, when they go out to find a career, a lot of times what happens is, you know, they look right around them. So he used the analogy of what used to happen is you went to the military, maybe you come back from the military and you're 18, 19, then you go to the military, then you come back And when you come back, what's likely going to happen is you go back to your town, whether it's small or big.
Yep.
Your closest friends are going to be the one that you associate with before the ones that are still there before you left. They didn't go. And what happens? You ask them, you say, hey, they're like, hey, why don't you come down and work at the same shop I work at? If they're studying, hey, it's good income. And you may not have actually wanted to do that, but that's the route you go. Then before you know it, 30 years passed and you're like, what happened? I didn't necessarily want to do this. And I'm not saying that, by the way, to say that, that police or, firefighters, those are amazing professions, job I have family that are in both lines of it. It's just a matter of it wasn't necessarily for you, which is fine. And you know what, let's take it the other side of it. I mean, some people are the same way like that. My grandpa was a doctor. My dad was a doctor. So that's why I became a doctor, and I'm miserable, right? So I get that. So let's see. So there are people listening that are in yours that were in your situation. What would be your advice to them about maybe thinking about becoming an entrepreneur if they're looking at their day-to-day grind and they're not, they're not seeing their kids being raised? What advice would you give to them?
Well, I mean, first things first, right? There is hope. There is a better opportunity for you out there, I think, is number one, because I really didn't know what that was until I read the book So Good They Can't Ignore You. And basically that book, it really hit home for me because, I went into police work as, I wanted to clean up neighborhoods and I wanted to be out there helping the community and stuff, so you kind of follow your passion. But what's cool about that book is it talks about normally if you follow your passion, sometimes it's not the best thing to do, right? Sometimes it's following your passion can kind of be detrimental or even hurt you in the future. And a lot of times when we do things that we don't necessarily want to do, but we get really good at them later, and it's not necessarily your passion, but it could be a job, it could be something else, and that allows us to follow our passion later. So that really hit home with me, and I'm like, man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do to work from home, or how am I going to do this? And, as you said earlier, most policemen, fire, FBI, all that, they stay in that job for 30. I mean, my dad was in the FBI for 36 years. He retired after 36 years. One of my good friends has got, now we've got 20 years on the police department. Like what you said, you gravitate to what your friends are doing. We all tested at the same time. The best thing that I would say is, was Facebook ads the number one thing on my list? I used to race professional motocross and do all this stuff, and that's kind of what I wanted to do, but I knew that wasn't really realistic. So it doesn't have to be necessarily something that you're totally into at the time. Facebook ads and what I'm doing now wasn't necessarily at the top of my list, but I did see an opportunity and I saw a window there and I ran with it, and don't be afraid to follow your feelings and obviously common sense and stuff and say, listen, you can do this, and most policemen don't get out of that industry because they don't think they can do anything else or fire or any, I'm living proof that you can leave that industry and that, that type of lifestyle and really follow your dreams and really do what you want to do and make a great income working from home and seeing your kids every day and spending time with your family,
That's awesome. Hey, well, I really appreciate you sharing that part of your story, and I think the audience will also. So let's talk a little bit more about your business. So let's talk about Spotlight Social Media Consulting, and first define what a Facebook ad agency is, because maybe everybody listening doesn't know.
Yeah, so basically a Facebook ad agency is essentially, it's a marketing job. I mean, what I do is, for example, like your business, like if you wanted to get more people to listen to your podcast, you'd come to a person like me and say, hey, Jason, I need a guy like you to market, on Facebook for me and put paid traffic or money behind, some advertising. So basically what I do is I take businesses and cool thing about Facebook is, once you know the platform and know how to market on Facebook, you can market for any business. That's essentially what it is. You're paying money to have a person like me create content, add copy, get some images from you, maybe coach you through how to do videos and stuff. And it's all tailored for Facebook. And we put money behind some ads and we run ads and, you know, build a list, get people to your website, sell a product, you know, whatever your business goal is, you know, that's what we market on Facebook, and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's great. We really appreciate all your time today. Where can people find you if they need some help with their marketing, they want to drive more traffic to their business, and they're looking to advertise on Facebook? Where can people find you?
Yeah, sure. So my email is jason@spotlightsocialllc.com, or you could go to my website at spotlightsocialllc.com also. So.
Awesome. Fantastic, Jason. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing your tips, sharing your background. Super inspirational. Hope that everybody got a lot out of this. So thanks again, Jason.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.